Blog Talk Radio.
If I were a drummer, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research. A prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter.
Gonna do
No matter who or what we are, we must praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Come on, everybody. Come on, church. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. We come to give God our praise, glory, and honor. Amen. We don't come here, hallelujah, to remain the same. Amen. We just come to give God our praise, glory, and honor, because he's worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Sunday morning service. We are so glad to be here in the presence of the Lord our God. Amen. Knowing that God is able to do all things but fail, will you believe God for it all? Amen. Welcome to Sunday morning service. We are here in Houston, Texas. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. Amen. I am Apostle Pauline Kamanik.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And we'd like to welcome you all here this Sunday morning, this beautiful Sunday morning here in Sunday for those that are in New York, and New Jersey, Louisiana, Detroit, Michigan, Chicago, Illinois, all around. We welcome you this morning to Sunday service. You could be anywhere else, but you chose to be here this morning. So we want to welcome you. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes, yes. Welcome every single one, every single member of the Gospel Public Ministry. We want to welcome you here to Sunday service this morning. And I like to start out with saying, you know, this is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because God is good and he's more than worthy to be praised. How many know that? That God is good and he's more than worthy to be praised. So we thank God for this opportunity to be here with you this morning. We thank each and every one of you for inviting us into your homes, inviting us into wherever you're at, where you're at the workplace. We thank you for inviting us, because this is that place where God desires all of us to be, in that place of worship on one accord, praising him. You know, this is the day that we set aside, not only this day, but we set this day aside to give God honor and to give him glory, because he's so good. When you woke up this morning, you realize that God is good because you woke up this morning. Hallelujah. And we thank God, hallelujah, for each and every one of you that's here in Sunday service. Thank God for every single one that's in Louisiana. Thank God for every single one that's in Chicago. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Every single one that's on the East Coast, every single body that's on the West Coast, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you. You know, this is such a beautiful day. I don't know what it looks like where you are, but I know right here where I am right now, the sun is shining. I mean, it's so bright, you know, so much light. There's so much love that's in the world. Hallelujah. So I just want to join in with every single body and say enjoy this Sunday. Know that God is good and you're experiencing his goodness. Amen.
Amen. If this is your first time here in Sunday service with us, we want to personally welcome you, want to pray for you and pray with you. If you press one at this time, we would like to personally pray for you and with you here. If you're online listening, give us a call here at 845-277-9213. Amen. So we can pray for you and pray with you here this Sunday. Welcome all visitors. If it's your first time again, press one. We want to pray for you and pray with you.
Yes. There is one family that has been brought to my attention by Brother Joel Washington, Uncle. He's my Uncle Joe. He's there in New York, New York. He has let us know, you know, that one of the, I think he's the son of Sister Betsy Rowe. Sister Betsy Rowe, and he is the nephew of Sister Marion Moore, that he did go home to be with the Lord. So we want to lift every single one of you up, every single body, you know, that is related to him. You know, we're all one in the body of Christ. We want to lift you up in prayer. You know, we know this is some very hard and trying times when you lose a loved one, but we have to be there for one another. See, there is not a lot of things that a person can say when you lose a loved one. You know, we have compassion for for you. We have compassion for your family. We know that it is a hard time, but, you know, there is good news. And I just want to encourage everybody, me and Apostle Tawanika, we want to encourage you, you know, in the Lord, you know, that God is good. God is good. You know, being absent from the body is being present with the Lord. Hallelujah. See, we might not understand it right now, but we have to realize that, you know, when God wants us to come back home to be with him, you know, that is that place where every single body desires to be. So we're going to lift you up in prayer. You know, our prayers go out to your family, you know, at this particular time. Apostle Tawanika and I, you know, our condolences go out, you know, all the love, you know, anybody that is there in New York, anybody that is there, you know, from Louisiana, you know, we all come together at this time, you know, in love. You know, this is the will of God for us to all come together in love, you know, when we have these moments where we lose family members. You know, it could be you today, it could be me tomorrow, so we just love on one another, you know, while we still have time. While we have time, we just love on one another. Amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you.
Thank you.
At this time, we're gonna go in prayer.
Hallelujah.
And we just thank you, Father God, that it's already done.
Amen.
As we come by faith this morning, amen, trusting God for all. We serve a God of more than enough. We serve a God that is able, amen.
Amen.
We serve the living God, amen. So let us pray. Father God, we thank you.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we come now. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come humble ourselves under your mighty hand, Father God. We come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness and truth, Father God. We come, Lord God, hallelujah. Lord God, you are greater than heaven and earth as your sons and your daughters. We come to you to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. According to John 4:22, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witness to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ. And we believe in him, amen. And we are saved, amen, by faith. We come today walking by faith and not by faith, oh God, trusting you for all things, oh God, that you have touched the heart of the family that have lost a loved one, oh God. For you are God of all comfort, oh God, that you are coming to mighty them. That peace come and be still, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord God, according to John, now you speak to those who worship you and do your will, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, out of the love, oh God, that you have placed in our heart for you, Lord, created us a clean heart and a broken and contrite heart and a right heart, oh God, repenting in all our ways, oh God, that nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in loneliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible, but with men the flesh that shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship you just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, oh Lord God, and we just want to say thank you. We thank you for this day, oh God, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to your name, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for new mercy and new grace that you've given us, oh God. That we need help to come and ask, oh God, how many new mercy and grace today. So we just want to say thank you, oh God, according to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants for the water broke up, so our soul pants for thee, oh God. Our soul thirsts to you, hallelujah, for the living God, amen. Our soul yearns overwhelming desires, yea, even crying for the courts of the Lord. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry. Let this fire burn ever increasing in us. In the name of Jesus Christ, uphold us with thy free spirit. And let the Son of God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all where healing is needed, let the healing take place right now. Wherever deliverance is needed, let deliverance take place right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, let there be no murmuring or complaining of that body, nor evil be found in us. Our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our heart, O Lord. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy, and love, and kindness. That we sing praises to you all days, O God. Create us a heart of worship. Oh, yeah, that kind of worship. We rejoice only in you, Father God. You are our joy and the lift of our heads. And we thank you through your Holy Spirit. We use the wills of your worship and truth, O Lord. My Lord, my God, we need you right now, God. We bind our mind with the mind of Christ and our will with your will, O God. You know, teaching your spirit, take hold of it, and I'm with you.
We fall off right now. We thank you for your arm, oh God. We put them a full arm, oh God, right now. Hallelujah. And we extend that hallelujah against the evil one. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. And I hope we lift it up to you as we go through this day. And let our life be a living sacrifice. Amen. As we say we're home today, you will be glorified, honored. Hallelujah. And our life be a praise in everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ, holy name. Hallelujah. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and all of our adoration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to renew a right spirit within us right now. And let the mind of Christ arise within us over all areas of our life. We yield all that we are to you and ask that true praise and worship come forth right now. Oh, our inner man, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. There is no greater one than you, Lord. And we just want to say thank you. We declare and declare right now the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That we walk in the light, we have truth of fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Lord God is birthing us and is being manifested right now in his glorious presence right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ right now in this place. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare and by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ in his holy name that we live, move, and have our being in you. We thank you, Lord God. We break every chain, every shackle, every stronghold, and strong tie, strong man, every prison that the enemy has put us in right now. And we declare the fact that we are delivered right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare the fact that we will not turn back in our path with our past. And we press forward the higher calling in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare the fact that we are called heirs to the kingdom of God. Amen. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are the head and not the tail. We are top and not beneath them. We don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We declare in the crown that we are servants of God. Lord, again, of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, move mighty, because we serve a mighty God. Oh, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that there be a breakthrough in the heaven house today, oh God. Lord, I bless upon this house and everyone that's on the line, that we won't have room enough to receive, and that comes will be blessed by the overflow. And we just want to say thank you for the overflow right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare the prayer. Hallelujah. You, Father God, to be the head of our life. Amen. We are by the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now and all that's in service of today. We are by the blood of Jesus Christ over our marriages, the ministry, our finances, our businesses, our support, and all opportunities. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are part of the blood of Jesus Christ over our home, our promise, over our spiritual life, over our destiny, over our calling right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare the fact that we will not be denied. We will not take any calls for your substitute. We are children of God, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, touch the hearts of your children of today, oh God. Oh, Lord, change it, oh God. We come to be changed today, oh God. We don't want to leave you the same, oh God, for you are on top and we are the clay. Make us strong and make us better in you, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, that you didn't count us off, but you counted us in for the win. We declare the clay victory over our lives right now. Victory over our children. Victory over our finances. Victory over our marriage. Victory over our business. Victory over our ministry. Victory.
Hallelujah.
And we declare and declare the name of Jesus Christ, and so shall we receive it. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh God, we come believing on today, but help us, oh God, with our unbelief, so that we can receive the miracle, oh God. Hallelujah, we thank you for your miracle working power. We declare and declare right now that we have the resurrection power working on the inside. Lord, we shout down, we get back up again. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because great is he that's in us than he that's in the world. We declare and declare that we're all that comes through Christ Jesus, who has come of the world, amen, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, remove every spiritual terrorism, and we will not operate in spiritual violence. Oh, Lord, to stop ideas. Oh, Lord, let us receive right now the word of receive that you speak, oh God. Oh, Lord, and we will not operate with spiritual deafness, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, Lord, we ask right now, oh God, let us speak, oh God, with the power hallelujah. Or the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus Christ, we declare the fact that we operate with a small mind. We do not operate with a double mind. For the Bible says that a double mind of man is unstable in all his ways. We declare the fact that we have a small mind, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a strong mind, that we just want to say thank you, God. We're the Lord, my God. We ask in Jesus' name that you increase us in love on today, amen, to love the unlovable, amen. We ask that you increase us in peace, oh God, that we will be your peacemaker, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that you increase us in blessing, that you increase our strength, oh God. Let us receive supernatural strength, amen. Supernatural blessing, supernatural favor, supernatural healing, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare the God that we'll walk in living testimony, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. It is you that is purpose, oh God. It is you, Father God, that is only that born into us great and mighty, oh God, your spirit. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Receive it right now. Receive your healing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Know that if God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of
Nazareth. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Children of God, move right through the morning, your daughter, and in the mighty of your sons, oh God, and daughter, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we need you right now, Father God. We cry out the Lord today, help Lord, hallelujah. Lord, if you be winning on today, heal your daughters, oh God, God, if you be winning on today, heal your sons, oh God, God, if you be winning on today, bring them up, oh God, hey,
thank you. Thank you.
We thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We bless your holy name, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Right
now, Lord.
Yes.
Yes,
Lord.
We're
thank you, Lord.
Glory to your name, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, you know all about it, oh, Father.
Hallelujah.
We come to give all over to you, Lord. We cast all the burdens down right now, Lord. I get it, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We leave it right there. Leave it all at the altar today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord. Right now, God, we thank you, Father. We decree and declare the goodness of the Lord right now. I'm waiting on this line today. We decree and declare the excellency of God. Oh, Lord, let us, oh, God, reach out, God, my baby. My Lord, my God, let us see the blessings of Zion this day, Father. We just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, we bless your name, Father. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you bless the water and the bread that we take, let it take sickness away from our bodies. Lord, we ask that you speak to the blood on today, oh God, for we know that life of the flesh is in the blood. In the name of Jesus Christ, and that we make a command on every organ in our body to be healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, be strength to our bones on this day, oh God. We pray for divine restoration right now for all that's on the line, oh God. Restore us to the days of our youth, oh God, right now. Oh, Lord, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you bless our minds this day, oh God. Let our thoughts be pure and righteous and godly, oh God. Set on the things above and not on the things that are on earth, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, help us all. We need your help, Father. We can't do it without you, oh God. But with you, we can do all things. We decree and declare right now, hallelujah, that it is so. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all on today that's on this line. Every message, every scripture that will go forward. Everyone that's here in service over your home, all that you love and concerned about. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over this, our protection. And we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you're protected by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for it, Lord. So we ask in Jesus' name that you bless all that are going and coming on today. And those that are traveling on the road right now, we'll be traveling today. We pray traveling grace and mercies. That there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ on every transportation that you may enter to, a form of transportation, as a driver or a passenger. Every road, every street, every highway, every airway, every street, everywhere. where your feet may tread and building a home you may enter into. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ as your protection. And we thank God for the blood. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the finished work on the cross. That we can decree and declare that it is done.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ's mighty name.
Amen.
We decree and declare right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ that we are blessed.
Amen.
And we can never be cursed.
Amen.
That all things are working together for the good of our life.
Yes.
For our Heavenly Father has divinely intervened at this time as we come this morning, touching and agreeing by faith. With our combined faith this morning that has turned around for our good. No matter what it looks like. Hallelujah. We trust God for it all. And it is so. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I receive that. Hallelujah.
Right now, wherever you go, whatever you're dealing with,
yes,
right now, give it to God. Hey, come on,
right now.
Whatever that has moved you, that you allow to sway you, come on, give it all over to God right now, because He already knows about it. He just
yes,
waiting for you to get it to Him. Amen. So you can get out the way and let God have His way.
Yes.
See, when we get in the way, God gets out the way. But when you get out the way, God has to have His way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you so much, Apostle Talanika, for a so powerful prayer. You know, there is deliverance, hallelujah, for all. And this is that place where God desires us to be, you know, communicate with Him in prayer. You know, God said He'll do all things, you know, in prayer. You know, come to Him in prayer. Come to the throne of grace boldly. So we thank you for praying with us, you know, for touching and agreeing, you know, with us, letting the Holy Spirit use you so mighty. You know, I know I receive, and I'm quite sure there's so many, you know, that is listening this morning that were able to receive, you know, what thus says the Lord. Amen.
Amen. We have Brother Joe this morning.
We have Brother Joe here this morning here.
Hallelujah.
We're going to bring you in, Brother Joe. Give us one moment.
Yes.
Here.
Yes.
All
good
right.
Morning.
Can you hear Brother Joe?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
We can hear you good.
Yes, I'm so glad to be here this morning with y'all. And I know God is
Amen.
Able. I just want I want you to know, Miss Rowe, Bessie Rowe, I want you to know that I love you. Joe Washington loves you, and God loves you too.
Hallelujah.
And I know what you're going through with this morning. But see, God is able. Mrs. Moore, He's able to carry y'all through. Because God ain't
Hallelujah.
Never made a mistake. We as human, we make mistakes, but God don't make mistakes. So God bless
Amen.
Your family. You have them to get safe passage back home or whatever. But the burden, God knew how to lift the burden. And this song
Amen.
That I'm going to do, I know y'all love to hear this song. And I'm going to do the best I can with it.
Amen.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, and I am one. Oh, Lord, through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. When my way grows weary, precious Lord, you linger near. When my life is all most gone, Lord, hear my cry and hear my call. Hold my hand lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Oh Lord, oh Lord, special, Lord. Take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, and I want, Lord, through the storm and through the light, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. When darkness appears and the night draws near and the day is past and gone, oh Lord, at the river, Lord, I stand, guide my feet and hold my hand. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Oh, Lord. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, and I want, oh Lord, through the storm and through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. See, now, I don't want you to be worried today, but see, I know what God done. You know where your son was? At the river. Here I stand. God, my feet, and hold my trembling hand. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead, Father, why don't you lead your child on home? God bless you in the family. God bless you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you. Father God,
no,
we thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Uncle
yes.
Joe, you know,
thank
for blessing
you.
Us.
Okay.
The song. Go ahead,
oh,
go ahead
thank
Uncle
you.
Joe.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah, we thank you so much, you know, for blessing us, you know, with this beautiful song that you just sing here now. We know that the Holy Spirit is you, and you're singing like an angel. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I know
God
that it
did.
Your voice just fills the room. Hallelujah. There is such an anointing that's on your voice. So God bless you, Lord. Keep on letting the Holy Spirit use you like that, because
you never know
when God will call you and say, hey, I need you to go sing a song here, you know, to my son. I need you to sing a song. I need you to lift someone up in spirit. You know, that's what God wants us to do, to pray. He wants us to sing new songs and new hymns. And just thank you so much. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for using Uncle Joe so mightily like this. Thank you for using him to be able to bless, you know, our family members and friends and loved ones, you know, in that time of need. May God pour back into your body, you know, all that left your body right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Brother John. We thank God for you. At this time, we're going to have our song selection, and we're going to be preparing ourselves to take communion. And then after communion, we're ready for the preach word. Amen. So let's be ready. Grab your things for communion, your wine, your cracker, your juice, water, and let's be ready. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mm-hmm.
want your glory. Blasphemy and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Blasphemy and more of you is what I need. Let me
more is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need your glory.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less
of me and more of you.
Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 and 20, when the hour had come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him, Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, that today and every day we have an opportunity to be able to come to you, Father God, in prayer. We thank you, Father God, that you have given yourself for us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that you have given your body, hallelujah, your broken body, so that our bodies may be healed. Father God, we remember how you had given yourself, hallelujah, how you were whipped, how you were beaten, how you were mared, hallelujah, how you were spit upon, hallelujah. You bore it all on the cross for us, hallelujah. And we thank you, Father God, that by your stripes, Father God, we are healed. So every single thing that is broken in our lives right now, hallelujah, we thank you, Father God, that we can lean on you. We thank you, Christ Jesus, that we can look at you, hallelujah. We thank you, Christ Jesus, that we can place ourselves, we can place our brokenness, we can receive our healing, we can receive our deliverance, hallelujah, because you have redeemed us, hallelujah, from the curse of the law, hallelujah. You defeated Satan right on the cross, hallelujah. By your death, hallelujah, you defeated Satan. Satan had to give up the keys to death, into the grave, right here and right there. So we thank you that we can commune with you this morning, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that your blood was shed for us, hallelujah. You have shed your blood, each and every one of us. So go up, hallelujah, that we in you, believe in your death, your burial, and your resurrection, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we receive you on the inside, and we are covered by your blood. So we thank you. We thank you, Father God, that you took all of our sins and all of our transgressions and all of our iniquities to the cross with you. Hallelujah. So, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take this bread, hallelujah, in remembrance of what you have already done, hallelujah. Because of your broken body, hallelujah. We take this bread in remembrance of you. You may eat. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can take this cup, hallelujah, which represents your blood. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but your blood, Jesus. Nothing but your blood. What makes us whole again? And we say that we are whole by faith. We say that we are whole because of your blood, hallelujah. Your blood is our atonement. It justifies us, hallelujah. It redeems us. It sanctifies us, hallelujah. And it cleanses us, hallelujah. And it covers us, hallelujah. So we now take this cup, hallelujah, in remembrance of you. You may drink. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with love and thanksgiving, and everybody that do agree, do say amen and amen again.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We thank Father. We thank you, God, that we can commune with you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that you are doing so much in our lives. We thank you for what you have already done, you know, in our lives. And we thank you that we remember what you have done in the name of Jesus. So we have made it to the message part of Sunday service this morning. You know, we will play one song before we get here, you know, into this message. You know, so, you know, stay right there. Let the Holy Spirit move on you. You know, receive this beautiful song and be prepared to receive the preached word that will come from our loving sister in Christ, Apostle Tawanika Manning. Amen.
Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through. Create me a clean. remember this. Has come over me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for
yes.
the change. Hallelujah. Anybody,
yes,
anybody want to be changed? Well, you can
yes,
do it
Lord.
Through Christ Jesus. Amen.
My Lord.
Well,
Amen.
Everybody, I would like for you to help me to welcome the Holy Spirit in. Let's usher the Holy Spirit in right now. Help me to welcome this anointed woman of God, hallelujah. You know, God really, really uses her, you know, so mighty. We thank God, you know, for our wonderful sister in Christ, you know, our apostle. God have called her, you know, into the fold, hallelujah, the fivefold, and have elevated her into the office of an apostle, hallelujah. The highest
yes, Lord.
Position, you know, in ministry, you know, that God ordained. So let's understand that. So help me to welcome, you know, this devoted wife of mine, huh? This beautiful wife of mine, devoted mother, you know, devoted friend, hallelujah, devoted to each and every one of you, hallelujah, will not hesitate when a friend or a family member or a church member, you know, needs prayer. You know, she will not hesitate. So we thank God to have someone like that in our lives, not hesitating to receive what thus said the Lord, you know. So we thank God, you know, for you, Apostle. So help me to welcome my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning. Amen.
Thank you for that introduction, Pastor Manny. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue
Amen.
To strengthen you. Praise the Lord, everybody. We thank God for this time. We're going to dive right in
yes.
to the message. Just thanking God for the word that's going forth. I pray that the word today bring change, not just for you all, for me, but everyone that is listening on today. Let us pray. Let's come,
yes.
come Lord Jesus
Hallelujah.
Christ. Take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity,
Amen.
And I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in Jesus Christ. Holy name. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory,
yes.
honor, and praise
Amen.
Unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree the crown to be
yes.
for you to be on the throne of my life in all over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. Let my
come as thy will be done right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the glory of the Lord arise, Heavenly Father. I ask that let your glory arise, O God, upon each of us here in service on today, according to Isaiah 6:2. I ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. I thank God for everyone that's here in Sunday morning service. It is a pleasure and an honor to be before you all today. Amen. The word today is don't be a hypocrite. Hallelujah. Hey, it may hurt a little bit, but it's true. We got to make sure that we're not living a life of hypocrisy, you all. A lot of times we're saying we're one thing, but we're acting out another different way. The Bible tells us don't be a hypocrite. So the message today is don't be a hypocrite. And I want to break down what the word hypocrite is, what that word means, amen, in depth of it. Hallelujah. A hypocrite, you all, is a person who puts on a false appearance of virtue or religion. A person who acts in contradiction to his or her stated beliefs or feelings. A hypocrite is a person who pretends to have certain beliefs, attitudes, or feelings when they really don't. Don't be a hypocrite. We're going to find it in the book of Matthew chapter 23. Amen. Verse 1 through. So we're going to go from one scripture to the next, and just follow along with me. I'll try to slow down a little bit. But the message today is don't be a hypocrite. And if that word is for you, and if that word is speaking to you today, I pray for you and everyone else that's here that change will come on today. Amen. If you find yourself being that hypocrite, hallelujah, that song was so important that went forward today. Heavenly said, Lord, change me, oh God. Make me more like you. So we do not operate in hypocrisy. The Bible says in Matthew, and I'm coming out of the King James Version, Matthew chapter 23, verse 1, hallelujah, says, and Jesus spoke to the multitudes and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. So verse 10 says, therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that they observe and do, but do not do according to their works. I'm going to say that again. Verse 10 says, therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, observe and do, but do not do according to their works. For they say and do not do, for they bind heavy burdens hard to bear and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not rule them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do not be seen by men. They make their phylacteries, you are broad and large, the borders of their garments. They love the best places, amen, and cease in the best seats in the synagogue. Verse 7 says, greetings in the marketplace and to be called by men, rabbi, rabbi. But you do not be called rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Christ. And you are all brethren. Verse 9 says, do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. And verse 10 says, and do not be called teachers, for one is your teacher, the Christ. But he who is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Verse 13 says, but woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourself, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses and for a preacher make long prayers, therefore you receive greater condemnation. Verse 16 says, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel land and sea to win all parasites you are, and when he is sworn, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourselves. I'll start right there. Amen. Again, I just read Matthew chapter 23, verse 1 through 15. Amen. And I want to start right there, but I got more to come because the message today is don't be a hypocrite. Don't say you one way and act another. Don't be one way in church and then, as soon as you step down, you're somebody else. Or don't say you this and then and pretend to be this and all that, but really you're somebody else. Or you say you're a child of God, but you're acting like a child of the devil. Which one are you? Don't be a hypocrite. When we read that scripture to give a breakdown of the scripture, what the scripture is saying this morning, amen, we thank God for the word.
Amen.
So here, understanding what the Bible is saying, see, the Pharisees' tradition and their interpretations and applications of the law laws have become as important to them as God's law itself. See, their laws were not all and some were beneficial, but the problem arose when the religious leaders, one, took man-made rules and said as God's law, and two, told the people to obey these rules, but did not themselves obey the rules. They did not obey the rules not to honor God, but to make themselves look good. See, usually Jesus, honey, did not condemn what the Pharisees taught, but what they were hypocrites. Because they were teaching one thing and doing something else. It's like, don't do as I give this. Don't just, what is how they say it?
Do what I
say and not as I do. Not what I do. See, now you're a hypocrite. You don't tell me not to lie, but you lie. You don't tell me not to cheat, but you cheat. You've been doing this all day because I know how to do it, and I know better, and I know how to come out. Oh, you're a hypocrite. The word today is don't be a hypocrite. I want you to understand what celebrities are you are. They were these little boxes containing scripture verses, and they wore these around their neck. So their religious people wore these boxes on their foreheads, I'm sorry, on their foreheads and arms in order to obey Deuteronomy 6 and 8 and Exodus 13 and 19. Amen? And 16, but these celebrities you are have become more important for their status that they gave them for the truth that contained them. So what they were carried around, hallelujah, had become so important because it made them look like something that they were not living like. Amen? The message today is don't be a hypocrite. Don't tell me I read my Bible, I get it, but that Bible does not change you. I want you to understand, when you get Christ, you get changed. And when you get Christ and Christ is in you, you will not operate as a hypocrite.
My Lord, my God.
My, that kind of almost shot up. I want you to understand here, when we look at the scripture, so we have a breakdown and understand the scripture, not just pulling one scripture, hallelujah, and making that doctrine alone, but understand it here. When we look at verse 5 and 7 here, Jesus again exposed the hypocritical attitudes of the religious leaders. See, they knew the scriptures but did not live by them. Hallelujah, my Lord.
Hallelujah.
They didn't care about being holy, just looking holy, in order to receive the people's admiration and praise. See, today, like the Pharisees, many people who know the Bible do not let it change their lives. They say they follow Jesus, but they don't live by the standards of love. People who live this way are hypocrites. So we must make sure that our actions match our beliefs. Because if your action is not matching your beliefs, then you are a hypocrite.
My Lord, my God.
Quick to point somebody else's faults out. Quick to make them look at themselves. But you yourself are a hypocrite.
My Lord.
My Lord. Come on now. I see. We got to understand the Bible says in Matthew 7:5, hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye. And then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. So be so quick to say, no, look what's in your eye. Look what you're doing. And say, well, no, brother, let me look at your house and see how there in your house here. See, you are a hypocrite. See, because I am. And I know it hurts. See, but that is healing. How many of you in the earth? She says, when we can identify the things, we can make them pay back seven folds. What if they're seven heads, right? So we gotta start operating according to what we say that we are. I mean, if you're going to be the devil, then be the devil. If you're going to be in Christ, but don't be a hypocrite. He said, you're going to be high, you're going to be cold. You can't be lukewarm. He'll spit you out his mouth. So you got to decide today, what are you going to be? Are you going to be what you say you are? Hallelujah. You're going to be something else when people can't see you.
Hallelujah.
I'm gonna be praying, I'm gonna be shouting, I'm gonna be speaking in tongues, but the moment something happened, the moment you upset me, the moment things don't go my way, I'm gonna start acting the devil, I will come out, I will be that old person I used to be, but the moment you see me again, I'm gonna put my shoe, my tie back on straight, I'm gonna have my Bible in my hand, and get no me, man, I hit you with the Bible. Which one you gonna be? My Lord, my God, the message today is don't be a hypocrite. Either you're in Christ or you're not in Christ. Amen. Either Christ is in you or Christ is not in you. Don't be a hypocrite.
Amen.
I want you to understand that you are. People desire positions of leadership not only in business but also in the church.
Amen.
It is dangerous, you all, when love of the position grows stronger than the loyalty to God. See, this is what happened to the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. Jesus is not against all leadership, you all. We need Christian leaders, but against leadership that serves itself rather than others. Oh, you're so busy serving yourself and looking for others to serve you. We know that Jesus came. He said, I didn't come to be served. I came to serve. He didn't make it about him. He made it about the people. He didn't come for himself. He came for the people.
Hallelujah.
I want you to understand this here in Scripture. See, Jesus challenges society's norms, you all. To him, greatness comes from serving, giving of yourself to help God and others. Service keeps us aware of others' needs. And it stops us from focusing only on ourselves. See, Jesus came as a servant. So what kind of greatness, hallelujah, do you seek? Or are you that hypocrite? Are you out there to be seen so it can look like you're religious, so it can look like you're godly and you're holy and you're righteous? Are you looking like it, but you're not like it at all? Then you are a hypocrite. It's what you call a hypocrite. And then the Bible says in verse 23, hallelujah, I'm going to drop down 23 to 23, it says, woe to you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, so you pay tithes of mint and have neglected the way of matters of the law, justice and mercy. And faith. See, these you ought to have done without leaving the others undone.
My Lord,
my God. Hallelujah. Verse 24 said, blind gods who strain out a gnat and swallow a camel. Jesus, Jesus, you all, it is possible to obey the details of the law but still be disobedient in our general behavior. I want you to understand it first. And we can be very precise and safe about giving 10% of our money to God, but refuse to give 1 minute of our time in helping others. Tithing is important, but giving a tithe does not exempt us from fulfilling God's other directives. Amen? See, the Pharisees strained their water so that they wouldn't accidentally swallow that. And unclean insect, according to the law, now, hallelujah, meticulously about the details of ceremonial cleanliness, they nevertheless had lost their perspective on inner purity. Hallelujah. Ceremonially clean on the outside, but they were corrupt on the inside. Their hearts were corrupt. Are you a hypocrite?
Amen.
The message is, don't be a hypocrite. The Bible says in verse 25, it says, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, when you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of extortion and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisees first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside of them may be clean also. Verse 27 says, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and uncleanness. Verse 28, even so, you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. I want to tell you today, don't be a hypocrite. My God, my God, my God. I want you to say Jesus condemned the Pharisees, hallelujah, and religious leaders for outward apparently saintly and holy, but inwardly remaining full of corruption and greed. See, living our Christian, living you all Christianity merely as a show for others is like washing a cup on the outside only and it's filthy on the inside. See, when we are clean on the inside, our cleanness on the outside won't be ashamed.
Hallelujah.
Don't be a hypocrite. Hallelujah. 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 It's so important because I see so many things going on in the world, especially, and it really hurts my heart. And it touches me in a way, you all, when I see people on Facebook that are posting and people I've had encounters with, even in the church, prophets and pastors, and I don't want to talk down on anyone, that we can lift each other up, but don't be the one that's pointing the finger and telling people don't do this, and God's going to do this to you, and this is about to come on you, but you yourself, your house is not in order. Don't go over there going to help somebody else get their stuff together when your stuff is not together. Don't pretend to be someone that you're not all holy, because wearing a long skirt don't make you holy. Amen? Wearing a suit don't make you holy. Packing your Bible don't make you holy. The thing is this, you all, when you read the word, hallelujah, reading and hearing and doing is totally different. Don't just be the reader and the hearer of the word, but be the doer of the word, that you will not operate in hypocrisy. Amen? Hallelujah to your name, God. Do not be a hypocrite. The Bible says, when we go into Matthew chapter 6 and verse 5, amen? Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 6, verse 5, the Bible says, and when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites. when you pray, you should not be like the hypocrites. Hallelujah. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corner of the streets, that they may be seen by men. But surely I say to you, they have their reward. So the Bible, here we see the Bible, hallelujah. Jesus is teaching the disciples, do not be a hypocrite. Amen. Jesus is telling us, do not be a hypocrite. He's telling us and giving us what it means to be a hypocrite, how a hypocrite operates. So when we look here in Scripture, amen, we're to understand the word, but I want to go down to verse 6 as well. Matthew chapter 6, I'm sorry, verse 5 and 6, and I'm going to slow down because I get excited. The Bible says, but when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly, amen? Hallelujah. So you are, some people, especially the religious leaders, wanted to be seen as holy, and public prayer was one of the ways to get attention. Now you see some people that are out there, they be ready to go out there, and I'm not talking about anyone, but if this is you or someone you know, they're already hypocritic. You're so quick to want to post a picture so people can see you in a video of what you're doing, how you're praying, and you're getting your reward. Your reward, you already got your reward, so that men, hallelujah, can mean to praise you, amen? You have to be very careful what your true intent are, what you are doing. Is it for people to praise you and what you're doing? Because when we see here in Scripture, Jesus tells us, and when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue. So we have to be very careful that we're not operating, hallelujah, according to what hypocrisy is. See, Jesus saw through their self-righteous acts, however, and taught that the essence of prayer is not public style, but a private communication. It's a private communication with God. There is a place for public prayer, you are, but prayer only where others will notice you indicates that your real audience is not God. We have to be very careful with that, that everything we want people to see, everything that we are doing, so that we can get the praise. If people try to go like, oh, you're doing a good job. Oh, I saw you. Oh, I saw when you were out there feeding the homeless. I saw when you were out there praying for the people. I saw when you were out there baptizing the people. I saw you doing, waiting for the praise and going back on Facebook to see how many likes and how many comments, how many that you would see when people say, oh, you're a mighty woman of God. You're a mighty man of God. Hallelujah. Don't be a hypocrite. Be in one way so that people can praise you, hallelujah, for being something that you're not even living.
Amen.
Don't be a hypocrite. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm not just speaking to you all. I'm speaking to myself and all that's here today. Don't be a hypocrite, because you probably found yourself and myself too in a place where I was telling someone something, but then I was doing the opposite. So I had to check myself to make sure I wasn't operating according to what Jesus said, do not be a hypocrite. He says this over and over in the New Testament. We see it, hallelujah. And look, when we go on to Matthew chapter 6, you all, verse 1. Matthew chapter 6. I'm going to slow down. I'm sorry. Matthew chapter 6, hallelujah. My Lord, my God. Whew, I'm going to slow down. Because it really hits home when we think about it. Am I doing that? Am I being that way? Am I with my true intent? What is my true intent on what I'm doing? What is my true intent on going for? Is it for me to be seen, to be praised by men, or is doing the work that God has called me to be? Amen. Called me to do as a servant, to go and to serve the people, or to be seen by the people and be praised by the people. No, all glory and honor and praise goes to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't be something somebody trying to get you to be outside of what God has called you to be, because you have people that cause you to operate in hypocrisy, want you to be one way at one moment, and then want you to be something else for them. Hallelujah. When we look at the Bible, chapter 6, verse 1 through 2, the Bible says, take heed that you do not do charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound the trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogue, in the street, that they may have glory from men. But surely I say to you, they have their reward. It says it right here in the Bible. The Bible says in verse 3, but when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Verse 4 says, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. So we have it here in Scripture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. not just hear the word, hallelujah, not just read the word, but now, hallelujah, you become that word. You become now the word that you read, that you hear, hallelujah. Now you apply the word of God to your life. Now you are a doer of the word of God, that you're not operating always in hypocrisy, that you don't become that hypocrite. Hallelujah. When we look at this, I want to break it down some more, y'all. When we look at the scripture here, the term hypocrite, you all, as you see, describes people who do good acts for appearance only. I want you to understand, not out of compassion or other good motives. Their actions may be good, but their motives are hollow. They get the acts are their own reward, but God will reward those who are sincere in their faith. Amen. We're not quick to jump on a picture. I don't need a picture of what I'm doing. Everybody don't need to see what God has called me to do for you. Everybody don't need to see what God has called me to do for this group of people. Hallelujah. But going in with a heart of compassion for the people to be a help, to serve, not to be seen. You have to be able to say, hey, I just want to give. I don't need, don't acknowledge me. Don't put my name on nothing. I just want to do it. Well, we want to take the picture. No. We have silent partners that just want to do the work for the people. They want to give and not be seen because it's not about them. It's about what God is using them to do for the people.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, when Jesus says not to let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, he is teaching that our motives for giving to God and to others must be pure. You are in the to give with mixed motives, you are to do something for someone if it would be beneficial to you to receive a return of some kind. But believers should avoid all scheming and give for the pleasure of giving and as a response to God's love. Why do you give? You have to ask yourself, why am I giving? Why am I giving? Why am I doing this? Is it out of the love for God? Is it out of what God has called for me to do for the people? Or is it for me to be seen and be acknowledged? Amen. To receive a title, to be rewarded by man. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Don't be a hypocrite. Don't be a hypocrite. You are, it is easy to do what's right when you gain recognition and praise. You are to be sure our motives are not selfish. We should do our good works quietly or in secret with no thought of reward. See, Jesus says we should check our motives in three areas, you all. Generosity, amen, prayer, and fasting. See, those acts should not be self-centered, but God-centered, amen. I want you to understand this, hallelujah. Make sure that God said it. Done not to make us look good, but to make God look good. That will draw people near to God. Amen. See, the reward God promises is not material. See, a lot of times we're looking for material. We're looking for monetary value, monetary values to come into us. But it's not that. It's not there, you all. And it is never given to those who seek it. So doing something only for ourselves is not a loving sacrifice, you all, with your next good deed. What I still did, this is no one would ever know. Will I still do this? Ask yourself, will I still do this if nobody knew? Will I still supply it? If nobody knew it was me, would you still do it? Would you still do it? That's what we have to ask ourselves, to make sure that we're not operating in hypocrisy, that we're not that hypocrite. You know, saying that we're doing it, but we're really doing it so that we can be seen, so that we can be recognized. Amen? So that we can be recognized. You all, it is so important that you be who you say you are in Christ.
Amen.
Be who you say you are in Christ. My Lord, my God.
Amen.
It is so important, you all, that we're operating according to the word of God and not according to the world. That we're saying we are God's children, but our behavior is not. That we do not have the fruits of the Spirit operating in us. It is so important, y'all. Don't be a hypocrite. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The Bible says in 2 Timothy, and I'm going to wrap up here, you all, shortly here, verse Hallelujah, chapter 3, verse 5, hallelujah, chapter 3, verse 5, 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 5, the Bible says, having a form of godliness, but denying its power, and from such people turn away.
See, the form of appearance of godliness, y'all, includes going to church, knowing Christian doctrine, using Christian cliches, and following a community's Christian traditions. Such practices, y'all, can make a person look good, but if the inner attitudes of belief, love, and worship are lacking, that outer appearance is meaningless. Yes. Apostle Paul warns us not to be deceived by people who only appear to be Christians. It may be difficult, you all, to distinguish them from true Christians, my Lord, my God, at first.
Uh-huh.
At first, you all, but their daily behavior will give them away. You all, the characteristics describe you all, hallelujah, we must not mistake them for being godly, amen, hallelujah, try the Spirit by the Spirit. But you yourself, do not be a hypocrite. Hallelujah. Do not be a hypocrite. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 2, verse 3 and 4, you all, hallelujah. And we're going to wrap up here shortly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord, my
hallelujah.
God. The Bible says, and do you think this, oh man, you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? Leads you to repentance. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you look at the scripture,
amen,
I want you to understand this. The Bible says, and do you think this, oh man, you who judge those persons, such things, and doing the same. So you're supposed to be judging a person that's doing the same thing that you are doing.
My Lord, my God.
The same thing, you're judging them. Calling them a drunk and you yourself as a drunk. Calling them a harlot and you yourself as a harlot. Do you think that you will be judged? Do you think you're going to escape judgment when you're doing the same thing, whether you're doing it 5 days a week or once a week? You are doing the same thing. Just because they do it a little bit wrong, but you're still doing the same thing. Don't be a hypocrite. But the good news is in chapter 4, it says here, hallelujah, or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? See, if his goodness, God holds back his judgment, giving people time to repent. See, it is easy to make to mistake God's patience for approval of the wrong way that we are living. See, self-evaluation is difficult, and it is even more difficult to expose our conduct to God and let him tell us where we need to change. But as Christians, we must pray constantly that God will point out our sins so that he can heal them. And then, unfortunately, we are more likely to be amazed at God's patience with others than humbled by his patience with us.
Uh-huh.
My Lord, my God, Jesus, don't be a hypocrite. The Bible says in Matthew 15, verse 7 through 9, you all, and I have one more scripture here, and we're going to wrap up here. Matthew chapter 15, 7 through 9, hallelujah. The Bible says, hypocrites. Hypocrites. Verse 7 through 9. It starts out with hypocrites. Hallelujah. Hypocrites.
Yeah.
Well, did Isaiah prophesy about you saying, by your tradition, hypocrites, well, did Isaiah prophesy about you saying, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. When we look at the scripture here, hallelujah, chapter 7 through 9, we see it here. The Pharisees knew a lot about God, but they didn't know God. It is not enough to study about religion or even to study the Bible. We must respond to God himself. See, the prophet Isaiah also criticized hypocrites, you all. And Jesus applied Isaiah words to these religious leaders. When we claim to honor God while our hearts are far from him, our worship means nothing. It is not enough to act religious. Our actions and our attitudes must be sincere. If they are not, Isaiah words also describes us. Don't be a hypocrite. The Bible says, hallelujah, in Titus 1 and 16, we'll wrap up here today. Glory to God. The Bible says in Titus chapter 1, verse 16, they profess to know God,
but in works they deny him, being abominable, you are disobedient and disqualified for every good work. You are, many people claim to know God. How can we know if they really do? We will not know for certain in this life, but a glance at their lifestyle will quickly tell us what they value and whether they have, hallelujah, and whether they have ordered their lives around kingdom priorities. You are, our conduct speaks volumes about what we believe. Amen. The question today is, what do people know about God and about your faith by watching your life? Don't be a hypocrite. May God bless you. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. I pray the word on today has changed you as it has changed me when God has given me the word this week. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you all. With everyone
today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, what a wonderful word. You know, the doors of the church are open at this time. If you have never in life have you prayed the prayer of salvation, well, come today. Come now. Come now and do the most important thing that you could ever do as a man or as a woman while you are living. This is the most important thing you can do, is being born again. Being born again, you know, I think Apostle Talmud for this message, you know, don't be a hypocrite. Don't try to live one way, hallelujah, and then thinking that on the other side, you know, everything going to be all right when you're outside of the will of God. This is the will of God concerning your life for all men and all women to be born again. And if you're not sure that if you are born again or not, if there's any type of doubt or confusion, then you're probably not born again. Hallelujah. So will you press one today? Will you press one and accept Jesus Christ into your life as your personal Lord and Savior? It's a simple prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. People are getting saved. This is the most important thing that you is being saved. Hallelujah. Will you come today?
Yes, Lord.
Anyone that's needing prayer, you know, we're still right here in that place of every single one in agreement of lifting up the Rowe family and the Moore family, Betsy Rowe and Marion Moore. We are staying in that place, you know, of praying for them. You know, I want somebody today to go love on somebody. That's your mission for today.
Amen.
Don't come here, you know, and receive the word and then, you know, just for this moment to say that, don't be a hypocrite and come to church and just receive the word and then go back and right after church service over with. No, you go out there and start doing all the worldly things. No, that's not for you. Don't be a hypocrite. But if you know someone that's needing prayer, will you press one today? Someone, you know, that has a testimony, will you press one today? Amen. Someone that's looking for a church home. Hallelujah. There is no time and no distance in spirit. So if you are here right now, whether you are online or whether you are on the church line, you know, Apostle Tawanik and I, we would love to be your pastor. Hallelujah. We're just going to shepherd you. We're going to love you like the Holy Spirit told us how to do it. Hallelujah. And that's through the lenses of Christ Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. If you appreciate that word that was preached today, will you press one? Hallelujah. If you got help today, if you got blessed today, will you press one? Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord. We thank God for the word that went forth this morning. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for every single one that came and every single one had desire to come. For you are concerned about every single one of us and every single one of our needs. We thank you, Father God, that you look at us as not being as of the world, but you look at us as being the apple of your eye. Hallelujah, the focus of your delight. So we thank you, Father God, that you look at us, hallelujah, as being your precious children. Hallelujah, not perfect, but through the eyes of Christ Jesus, you look at us, hallelujah, as being just as Christ is. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for the word that went forth today. We ask that you bless the reading, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word.
We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us and over all that we are concerned about. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. And we all do say amen and amen again.
Amen. Glory to God. At this time, we'll have our tithes and offering. You can send those over to, if you have Cash App, you can send it to Pastor Chantel. Father God, we thank you for one more time. Dear Jesus, make us an emissary of your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money as it comes to us. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is our frugality, your honor. It is the wisdom of spirit, kiss, generous heart that we give today. And we decree and declare your goodness right now, Father God. It is in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless everyone. One more Amen. Time here in service today. Our announcement today of July, August 8th, 2021. This time is going by fast. Here at the Gospel Public Ministry in Houston, Texas, senior pastor, Bosse and Tavonika Banning. Our announcement goes follow Mondays. We have our intercessory prayer at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. The prayer line number is 732-434-2510. Please join us. 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, Wednesday night, Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line. On Saturday mornings at 12 noon, we have our lit teachings. So join us at 12 noon here on the church line at 845-277-9213. Sunday mornings, we have our 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Sunday service here on our church line. So join us here, Central Standard Time. God bless you. God keep you all. Yeah. At this time, we will release the pastor's blessing. We bless you at the Gospel Public Ministries to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray that we come together, that we'll say, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I do pray that the Holy Spirit was able to reach you. I pray that you heard the Holy Spirit's voice this morning and that you were able to receive what he had for you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, made of God of peace and brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, which is well-pleasing in his sight, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
God bless you. May
Hallelujah.
God keep you. Hallelujah. We love you here. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ loves you more than we can ever. Remember that Satan is defeated and Jesus is Lord. God bless you. If you do have time,
Amen.
Come back to the 2 p.m. service today. You know, there is a word that will be preached. I'll be preaching a word today, you know, so if you do have time, come back and hear what thus said the Lord. Amen. God bless you.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear say,
one time, one time,
one time, one time. give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.